our bearer on Shabbos. And the bearing it has on the bearer on Yom Tov. The right word of my Mishnah. Now, there is a price that I'm balancing in Shabbos. Shabbos. It says, Holy Pono, Shnei Mineichu, Bear Beichel, Bear Beichel. The word is Bear Chaychat. So, there is a stirrer in the price. On one hand it says, he is allowed to be there. On the other hand it says, he is not allowed. And if he is Bear here, so is Chaychat. So, there are certain number of kings. Ule, and Rav Chisde, and Rav Yosef, and Rav Amnuna and Abaye, five kings. But the Gmital is Nidalek Tamod Rishon, not only from the Rach, that there is no Machlokes in the Din. Only as to the what the price is doing. The price discusses two situations. One situation where he is allowed to be there, and have cleared our situation where he's not allowed, and if he's there, he's higher the house. So, now the central sheet, and that's the way you pass me, is the Rach sheet. That's how the Rambam, Shavuot, Shavuot, and we pass from that. With a few variations, but only the most of it. Except there is a machlekes between Rashi and this. Now the Rach is the biggest machlekes. In order that the Torah should be mutar on Shabbos, there has to be three things with Tzibusi. Number one, Biyat. If it is Bekele, the Natal Kvoro, so then is Chayachat. So, number two, it has to be Lauta, not Rebei Biyat. So, and the outer, and the yad, and also eichon tzeres. If it's tzeres with the eichon, even if it's the yad and the outer, it's chayachas. These are the three things that you do see. So, that's the Rashi. Now, he is the biggest man. Rashi is the biggest nature. So, but Rashi, in regard to Psyllus Mitechecho, he agrees with Rach. Psyllus Mitechecho, even Rashi, the biggest nature, agrees that he is Chayre Chatos in all situations. It is there, Psyllus Mitechecho, Lealter, Viad, he is Chayre. But the Machleket between Rashi and Rach is in regard to Echo Mitechecho. So, according to the Rach, Eichon Tertzeres is only Mutat Vibereya Miyad Lealta. According to Rashi, Eichon Tertzeres is Mutat Vibereya on Shabbos, even on the Napo Kvo. Eichon Tertzeres, Miyad Vibereya, is also Potter according to Rashi.
So you can use Nafek.
What is it?
You can use Nafek, the Kavra and Moliyom together, and it's all Moshe.
Nafek for the altar, not just with the Yeh. Lam Eichum Tertzeres, Nafek.
I'm saying even if it's Moliyom, then you have Nafek Kavra, you have both those things.
It has to be the altar, Mamish. For that today.
If you have Nafek Kavra, it has to be the altar.
What?
You have a
nafa and
a kavra.
That's right.
So it has to be the
altar? It has to be the altar, if he doesn't do it the altar, not in the course of the Sude, but for the next Sude, so then he's higher chatos, even according to Rashi.
And it's Bobby Yom?
Bobby Yom.
Bobby
Yom
is Mutter?
No. Just the altar is Mutter. Only Mutter. The altar is Mutter. But the machlekes between Tesis and Rashi is in regard to the case of Eichon Tertzeres, not Lealter, I mean, the machlekes is in regard to psilis b'techeicho, not l'altar. And but VBA, even the yad, there's the machlekes.
What's
that? What is that? Taste for shita is that eich psilis b'techeicho, the yad, the altar, so it's chayil chadus. And then, Eichum tich pseilis, Eichum tich pseilis, li'alter b'yayim is also chai v'chatzis. So in two situations there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. According to Rashi, so Eichum tich pseilis, miyad li'alter is muter gidmal din apur kvo. According to Tesis, is chai v'chatzis. Then according to Rashi, so, Eichum Tich Pseles, Eichum Tich Pseles, not Le'alter, but Le'Bi'e is Chai Rechatos, and according to Rashi, it's Muta. Then, Pseles Tich Eichum, according to Rashi, so Le'alter, Vinapu Kvo is Muta, and according to Tesis, is Chai Lechatos. So in three situations, there is a Machlokes. Now, that's in regard to Shabbos. Then, in regard to Yom Tov, so the Mishnah says, I have here, as a matter of fact, the Mishnah is all the key. One second. Seles mitichecho, b'mapu ukvo, afilu lechel alta. Chayef, Pseles mitichecho, li'ach hazman v'yayim, v'napul kvor chayef. Now, Pseles mitichecho, li'ach hazman chayef, even v'yad. Eicho mitich Pseles, v'yad, li'ach hazman, muta. Eicho mitich Pseles, li'ach le'alteach, so, the altar, the kli is potter. Now, taste this, that's Rashi.
Potter Abba Lassi.
Taste this. Pseles mitichecho, li'ach hazman, apil v'yad Yisrael. Like Rashi. Pseles mitichecho, li'altar Yisrael. Even v'yad. Eicho mitich Pseles. Afilu le'alta is chayek. Eichem mitich pseles v'yad li'ach hazman. So that is story that I didn't discuss. That is story the machlekes in Gemara at the bottom of Daf. Ayin Dalet, Dom Dalet. So, Olo b'fono shnei mine eichli, ubira v'yochal, ubira v'niach, Rav Ashem asnepoter, Rav Yoyim Difte Chayim, Masne Chayim, Rav Ash, so we pass him like the one who says that he's proper. So this is what I put down, that Eichel Mitech Pseles, Miyad La'ach Hazman, Tolu B'Shrei Kedir Rav Ami, U Paskin Oli Kula Lifi Tesis. Now Rashid Esrach, Pseles Mitech Eichel, Afilu Le'alta Miyad Yishchayim, that he is the biggest machmir. Eichum mitich pseles, v'napu ukvo, afilu le'alta, v'yad Yisrael. Eichum mitich pseles, v'yad l'bei v'yayim, is also chay. Now, then there's another shite of Tesis Reed. I put down all the shites that the Eglet Talmud discusses. Shitas Tesis Reed, v'sefer ha-machriya. Pseles mitichecho, li'alta, אפילו ביד חיים. פסילס מתחייך ולעלת, ונאפו וכבורו ישחיים. איך הוא מתח פסילס ביד לבי ביין ישחיים? איך הוא מתח פסילס לבי ביין ביד יזמות? All right, these are all the things. Now that's how, what bearing do these halachas serve on Yom Tov? Now, in regard to Yom Tov, So the Mishnah says, Havele Hashi Kriyas B'Yontev V'Shama Yemrin V'Yireir Eichel V'Yeichel V'Bisir Leimrin V'Yir Atidarki V'Cheike. So in other words, even Pseles Mitechel V'Tanu V'Tamche Avalei V'Tagwe V'Alei V'Napwe V'Alei V'Kvore V'Gamli Alei Meir At Madiach V'Shem Tanya Omer Am Gamliya באמת והם אמורים כשאיכם נרוב על הפסלס אבל פסלס נרוב על האיכר דברי הקר מייטי לסאיכר אבן בסיר העמד מייטי לסאיכר יש בבירה איכם את הפסלס ומניח את הפסלס so פסלס נרוב על האיכר מי כמן בשורי so again there are two פשוט in here whether the פשוט is מי כמן בשורי מצד בירה Oh, the pshat is because of tilfum mukse, because if the pseles is meruv al eichel, so meir the eichel becomes bottled to the pseles, so the eichel also has a din of pseles. So it's mukse. Mi'ikim an dishore, v'itzriche dinofish, v'tirche v'izotia v'ishiyure. So Rashi says, sheyesh nidak, v'ochay koma, v'amedvam amurim v'zman, שתריח או איכר מרובע של פסלס חודי כהם רבי סילר מייטו פסלס דמיות הביטיר חרוד so Rashi emphasizes the fact that that in the case of איכר מרובע על פסלס so he has to be מייטו פסלס מתחיכו not because of מוקצה he doesn't emphasize that, that it's מוקצה but because of the because Nuloches Litzirrecho Nefesh and Yom Tefamutach so even Yivashet so he doesn't become knocked out from doing the Nuloches Litzirrecho Nefesh Yom Tef Masha'in came when it's Pseles Nehub Al Eichel and if he is going to be there the Pseles Nitzirrechel he'll be knocked out and the Mele so it's not Litzirrecho Nefesh so it's Osamid Raisin according to Rashi. Tesis, however, emphasizes the fact that it's mukti. Now, the Rashi, the Magnishne.
Yes. Doesn't Rashi also say, Miyakuman Bishari, he said that also the Talmud, which is
why the... Yes, what he emphasizes, the Iyan of Bera, because since the, it involves so much Hirche, so really it's not Hirche, and I shall wonder, if in Rashi, is Tzirech HaNefesh because if he's going to do it Erev Yom Tov so then he will not have Simchas Yom Tov but here on the contrary he'll have more Simchas Yom Tov if he'll do it Erev Yom Tov so it's really awesome in the Raisa it's not Tzirech HaNefesh
but there's a crisis in Shabbos Kutin and Beis
yeah.
The Rebbe Tom Post Rashi emphasized Tilfum according to our Rashi during Beis
yeah because Rashi mentions Tilfum but from the end of Rashi, we see that Rashi emphasizes the union of Bera above the Isa of Tilfum.
Isn't that only because Rashi's talking about where it's Psalot, where it's Ochel Meruba al Hapsalot? So where it's Ochel Meruba al Hapsalot, there is no problem with Tilfum.
Sorry, is that
the same thing? No, Rashi discusses the case where the Tereach HaTzeles is Meruba Laecha. It's not whether in Kamus is Meruba,
right.
But in Tirch.
It's in the case where the Ochel is Meruba Al HaPsoles.
Yeah,
he says the Psoles is harder to take out.
In Kamus, so the Eichel is more.
Right.
But in Tirch, the Tzeles is more. So really there is no Tzeach Yontef, on the contrary, there is a Tzeach Yontef to be Beria, the Eichel mit Pseles. That's what Rashi said.
But that's only because there is no problem of Tiltul in that case.
Yeah, of course there is no problem.
There's so much Ochel.
Of course it's not.
That's why he's only saying
everything is Eichel, it's not Yuxi.
Right.
But the problem is with Tirche. Beria, Tirche.
So
it's not Tirche Eichel Nefesh.
But in a case where it was the Pseles with Meruba on the Ochel,
yeah.
He wouldn't say it's a problem of Beria, he says it's a problem of Tiltul.
Even if the Tzilas is Meruba Leichel, but there is no Tircha in taking out the Tzilas. For the Eichel, so the Meile, it's not Mupse, it's not Mupse.
Well, isn't Tzilas considered
Mupse? Mupse means it's not, you cannot do it. You cannot do it, you have no use for it on Yom Tov.
Right.
But, like money, so on Yom Tov you can't do anything. But here, he has to do, he has to take out the prayers in order to be able, to need the Eichel. So it's not Mukse.
It could be a way out of this. On the Mishnayos, Rav Kiva Eger asked that Chlal, the Avraham Silas, every Silas, should be a problem of total Mukse. And he says that you see a riot, it's a Tzadik Avraham Nefesh, that we don't care about the...
Yeah, I know that Tzadik Avraham. That's what Tzadik Avraham means. So, that's what Tzadik Avraham means. I know that up here. Mailing Lilies Umifarchin Kitnias beyond Umateach Aliad Aliad Bukhokeh Vehicle. I feel the tongue with Tamke. I believe in that the way before. The chain, habera kitnias, beyonte, vere kidarke becheke, the tamche, I believe in that the way before. The mezbar mamurim kisheichil meruba lapsilis. Avo, im hoysa apsilis meruba reichil, vere resereichil, umaniach es apsilis. Vimhoyo tereach, בברירס הפסילס מנהיכר יסר מתרח ברירס בברירס הויכר מהפסילס אף על פי שהויכר מרובו ברירס הויכר ומניח את הפסילס. So the Magnishna says, he mentions the Machlekes, the Rashbo and the Zon Shite, and he says that the Rambam is like himself. וכן הבירה קיטניאס שם בפידל את משנה הבירה קיטניאס ביונטן ואנו אומרים בירה איכר ואיכר ובסיר אומרים בירה כדארקי וחייקי ותמחי אבל לא בן אפו ולא בקבור ולא בטבר ובדבר התניה רב שמי אמור אומר מחלקס כשאיכר מרובה על הפסילס אבל פסילס מרובה על האיכר דברי חקר מיטלס או איכר הוא מניח את הפסילס והיקשו פסילס מרובה על האיכר פשיטה מי כלומן דשורה לא יצריך דינופיש בתירכה וזאת הבישורה ופירוש ברירה כדארקה שנית לפסילס וזו ברירה כדארקה סוף השבס ישראל. But by Yom Tov, since there is Het al Zeh HaNefesh, so in the same way as one is allowed to be Eifel Mevashe L'Zeh HaNefesh, so is allowed to be there. She'itir b'sir, b'sheichel merube, b'shir, v'ein, b'brir asapseles, t'reach yeser, m'brir asoichel. Because of Rashbo. Here's the Rashbo. Shema, שאומרו, אבל לא בנאפו, הוא מפני שיש בשבס חיוב חטוס, ורוצו להציר ביונת. So the Rashba makes, says there is a connection between שבס ויונת. Every bearer that is חי בחטוס על שבס is עושר על יונת. ומתיחתם הזה, יוצלן שכל מה שיש בשבס חיוכתוס כנבר השלוי לאחר לאלתר אלו להניח לבי ביהים אפילו ביום תפוסה. In other words, if he decided to eat the grain of the mules without fasting it, so ממילא he is not allowed to do it on יום תפוסה. וכן הדין בשני מיניך וכבר נסבר פרש מיני מלך השבס במייש ויפחת את השבס. אני אומר, זה ישראל כנראה. כבוד הרב, במקום מיני, מונח, שאין כל מה שיש בשבת חיובחת או סביינת, זה מנשן זיבוד רעי, שערי בריר הסצלס מתייחיכו, אפילו ביד ויש בזה חיוב בחצי בשבת, כי נזכפה את חס, מיוח השבת, וביום תקמטרס על הדרך שנסבויה, ולאוסרו נאפו וכבורו, אלו משום דימר זה כדי על היום מרובי, דחים כושרה שזר, וזהו שהזכירו כבר ביום תק, ביר על האלתר ולבי ביי, אלו, הרי דין הכייפה מבשר, שמות עליך על בי ביי, ולא שאין דיבר בסירו מיליקי, שאומר בו כדעתי ולחוקו, וזהו שבהלוכס ודיבר רבינו, שיש דוד, כן, רמב״ם, לא נזכח לרוצה כבר. זה היה במחלקת ביטויים, ברשבון, במשנה. אבל עוד ראשי, ברשבון says, there is a connected relationship between שבס and יונטף. Whatever is higher, שבס וחתוס, so יונטף is also sa. יונטף is also sa. Why? But שבס, there is no heter of יחל נפש. And יונטף, you are allowed to be Eifem Vashel. The answer is Eifem Vashel, so that is something that is necessary to Eichel Nefesh. But to be Beira Milioes and Yom Tev is not necessary to Eichel Nefesh. On the contrary, it will dry up if he will be buried. It will be there at some mele, since it's not necessary mitzvah rachum nefesh of Yom Tov, so mele there is no heter. But the Mishnah is a kasha, but you see that the Mishnah says b'feirash that Yom Tov tzilas mitichaychol is muta lechatchile, and by Shabbos is chay b'chatos, even b'yad, so the answer is tzilas mitichaychol is not necessary to do it on Yom Tov, because what will he gain? He'll become knocked out if he takes out every tzeles from the Eichel on Yom Tov. So mele, there is no heter of tzeles nefesh. So what is the machlekes between the Rashbam and Magid Mishneh? The Rashbam mentions a raya from Beira Meiris, and the Magid Mishneh mentions a raya from tzeles nefesh. So it seems to me that the machlokes is why is Beira Meiris Sosa? So why is Beira Meiris Sosa? So both the Rashba and the Magid Mishneh say, because Magid Mishneh uses a lashon, V'liosru nato ukvoro el mishum di merze ki beira liyom merubi. So he uses the lashon merze ki. It's a near of Marasai. He doesn't say that it is like Keitzer. Now Keitzer is not Muter. And so why? So all the Rishon would say, and he mentioned Yerushalmim Beitze of Shmat Masamateris, and Shimo is required to Gabi Mats Mitzvah, Mishas Ksira Beilech, and then it's mentioned somewhere from the Pesach. So that means that only the melochas in the order of Ktsira Veilich, Efta Ktsira, so Amut al Ktsira al Nefesh. So the Ramban explains it. Why? Because the melochas Efta Ktsira, so then are melochas that are done daily in Meisachel for the use of the Achille. Every day, he's not a person, he's not Mivashayim, you know, for his mom, Meisachel. So maybe there is a heter of Eichel Nefesh. Mashayim came, let's say, Ksire, whatever Moloch has come in the process in the order. Before, so then, that is done by a person who is mamarube. A person when he needs a fruit, he doesn't go out to the tree and plucks it out. He meets through it. He doesn't go out to the field and harvest the field. He harvests the field for the whole season. So mere that the Torah was not matel tzerech echomekesh. That's the sheet of the Rashbo. And but the Magnish emphasizes the expression where also matel kvor. So it's mashma that I wanted even to be there of the Nato Kvor. So it's only Osam Drabonon because it's Merzik Beer. It looks like as if he's Beer is Mamerubah. But actually, he's only doing it for the Achille now. So that's the Machlekes between the Rashba and Magnishne. And it seems the Magnishne himself says that Oder the Reef and the Rambam agree Achille is on the Rashba.
It sounds rational. What's Magnishne's Shita then? And he said,
like,
if the
Rashi
falls
that
the
Torah
falls on
that,
which only is for things he normally do for that day, what is
Magid Mishnah? The Magid Mishnah Shita is, in the case of Balaam and Lilais, since he's interested in eating it very little, some melee when he's Balaam, so his derech is to be Balaam for the Achille of the day. True, most people, when they are bare of the they are bare for the whole season, but he is different. He wants to eat the tree of the Mulis without fasting it. So in his situation, it is something that is prepared with May Achil for the Achil of the day.
So I'm here. If a person is direct to harvest his wheat every day, he still couldn't harvest his wheat in Torah content. But when the person does harvest wheat every day, he's still.
No, because there it's only because of his peculiar situation. It's hard for him. But like this, he would harvest wheat for the whole season.
So it makes a difference whether you borrow one day or borrow
it
the whole season.
That's right.
But by week,
it
doesn't make a difference whether one day or
that's right. That's right. Now, I think this explains the Shittas Rishonim Ligabei Beria and the Shittas Rishonim Ligabei Beria on Shabbos and the Shittas Rishonim Ligabei Beria on Yom Kippur.
Yes. The Machlokes is the Magid Mishnah in the Rashba. By Yontif is if you're borer for bo by yom.
Yeah.
Right. So when we say the Ramban says that you could open.
Well, even if he's bera la'alta. Bera milil is la'alta. So there is also machlokes. According to the Rashba, since his machshava is to eat on the milis without fasting yet, some mele it's also on the raise and Yontif. Even the bera la'alta.
Mishnah
says something like ice. Yes.
Mishnah says, Molo Melulus.
Yes, that's right.
So, how can the
rabbi say? So, Bera Melulus. So, but he's Bera Melulus Erev Yomtev. And then he's Minapeach Yomtev. But the Bera Melulus has to take place Erev Yomtev. The Nipuach, the final blowing away.
No, the Gemara says even on Yomtev.
The Gemara says, a few things beyond it. The idea is on a relation where a Shabbos is on a safe man that long.
Yeah.
All right.
So, a few things
beyond it. Yeah, no, so that means, so beyond it, he also has to be buried the Melilis. Erev Yomtev. But why does he say, in the Reisha, Hamele Melilis Merev Shabbos? So, he's a Mocham and Apeach. Enoch Name, the same thing is Erev Yomtev also. So, Mocham and Apeach. But either the Ton of Reisha Merev Shabbos, Ton of Satan and Merev. Why don't you understand?
I don't understand what you say.
When you look up to the mall. Okay, I'm sorry. But this is, I also look it up more than once.
No, Gemara,
this is what the Gemara is saying.
The Gemara is saying that in Yom Tov, it says Erev Yom Tov,
you do melilot, and you eat it on Yom
Kippur. Yavera, the melilot, Erev Yom Kippur. And Limochol, you do the Nipuach. That's what the Braise says.
And then the Gemara has a kasha. What's the kasha of the Gemara? The Gemara says Erev Yom Tovin and Yom Tov Lo, right?
Yeah.
Which means you cannot do Borer. What is the thing that you cannot do on Yom Tov? The Borer, right?
The Bera.
And what is the Gemara answered? Afim of the same of the Yom Tov.
The Bera, no. You cannot do the Bera on Yom Tov.
So what is
just like Shabbos, you cannot do the Bera.
So what's the Afim? So what's the Afim of the Yom Tov?
I think not only Shabbos you cannot do the Bera of the Melurus, but even on Yom Tov you cannot do the Bera of the Melurus. That's what the Gemara is saying. Yeah, sure.
What's the question
the Gemara is asking? The Gemara is so because also kam ich habe einmal in Mailen in Lilis und fahre in Kiknias beyond. So ist dabei, am Mailen in Lilis nach dem Schabbos und noch im Napeach, die Adli Adeiche, aber wo die Kamen wo die Tamche. Am Mailen in Lilis nach dem Jonte, die Mocha und im Napeach, al Yad Veiche, afil ikim wa Tamche, aber wo die Tavu und afil ich war. Mehr auf Jonte, fein die Jonte, Floy.
What's the law? What is the law?
So he's not allowed to do the bearer of the Melilis.
On Yom.
And what is the... The Melilis says, I feel it in the Yom. You are... The Enoch Name, that you are allowed to do the bearer of the Melilis on Yom. So why does it say that you have to be the bearer of the Melilis? Me'arav Yom Tov, that's a Agavgor of Shabbos.
So we see...
The Eidah is Tone Reish, Me'arav Shadows, Tone Seik, and Anam
Me'arav. But Eino Hanam, you see from this Gemara, you're allowed to do Borer on Yom Tov.
The Bea, the Bea of the Melilis, you cannot do on Yom Tov. You have to do it Erev Yom.
No, the Gemara says...
Yeah, that's what the Gemara is saying. That's what the Gemara is saying. That's what the Gemara is saying. So the Yom Tov, you're not allowed to be the Bea of the Melilis. So I feel the time beyond it. The idea is to reach and the Arab Shabbos, to the Seik and not in the Arab Yom.
So it's
saying, the final stage in the Bear of the Melilis, the Nipuach, in the blowing away, so that can be done. That can be done on Yom Tov itself. Not the initial stage of the Bear of the Melilis. That cannot be done on Yom Tov. That has to be done on Yom Tov.
And when the Gemara said, "Be'er Yom Tov, Yom Tov, what? Yom Tov to the beginning of the
Torah." So, Yom Tov, you cannot do anything. You cannot do anything.
There's a Tosfos on your Gemara on the day. Ketzad Molek, Peres Biyom Tov. Shabbos also on the level. Ketzad, Peah.
One second. Peres Biyom
Tov.
Ubi Shabbos also on the level. The Chesed Tambeach, what's the name of the Shabbos? The Yom Tov Shore, I have become the
Tamch. That means you could do even with the regular Kevin.
That's right. You can be Tamch.
That's
the Nipuach, but not a bear. That's the Nipuach, not a bear. The Nipuach.
What does
Nipuach
mean?
Nipuach means blown away. There's the final stage in removing the straw from the tumor.
So there are two stages, there's the water, and there's the
Nipuach. But at first you have to soften it.
So
and then you just have to blow at it. Like if, when you do it in the field. So first, with the rachas, with the kelim, so you soften it. And then the wind blows it away. So when you do it in the house, the same two stages. First you have to be fareach it, to soften it, to crumble it. And then the final stage in the bear removing the straw from the tree is by blowing it at it with his mouth.
Now, when it comes to the blowing, the Nipuach, is that called Borer?
It is Borer.
And on Shabbos you're not allowed to do
it? On Shabbos you're not allowed to do it.
And if you do it, you'll be over and you should do it.
That's right.
Even for this blowing.
That's right.
And on
that's the Yerushalmi, that the Tanapiach, or Zira repeat, so he told of the Yerushalmi, the Talmud.
And on Yom Tov it's Mutar.
On Yom Tov it's Mutar.
So,
because it's Yerushalmi. That's why it's Mutar.
So going back to the Gemara Daf Yud Beis, when the Gemara says, what was the Gemara excluding, trying to exclude the
Gemara? One second.
So let's look again.
That's what I had in mind,
yeah. So again, can we please do the Gemara?
Okay,
Rabbi
said, Mary Melilas in Farchim Chikli of the Yom. Is that by Hamur Melilas not of Shabbos and Rochon Apech without Yadeche? Hamur Melilas not of Yom Tov and Rochon Apech without Yadeche? So, you have Yom to fame, Yom to play, a few attain that Yom Tov. So, Yom Tov, you are also allowed to do the final stage of the bear of the mirror.
No, in the question of the Gemara, what was the Gemara asking? That you couldn't do anything on Yom Tov?
That's right.
But it says clearly in the Brisa, Minateach.
But the Habami of the Gemara was not only Minateach. Nothing can be done.
But it can't be there because it says, Lemachar Minateach Al Yad Al Yad.
Yeah,
so
right.
That's Yom Tov.
Yeah.
So even in the Habamim,
the final stage can be done.
Even in the Habamim, the Gemara, we knew that you
could. Yeah, that's right.
So what's the Maskana? What's the switch between the Habamim and the Maskana?
According to the Habamim, nothing could be done.
But we can't see, that can't be the Habamim.
Why not?
Because it clearly says explicitly that when I pay up for Makar, Yadar Yah.
So the Nituach.
Yes.
But not the piruch.
What?
The piruch, not mifarech.
Yes, opening you cannot do, but blowing you could, right?
You're blowing.
Even in the Habamim.
Even the Habamim.
So what's the Maskana?
The Maskana is that only the
that's the same
the
thing.
Blowing.
That's the same thing. There's no difference.
There has to be something more.
Not changing anything. You're just repeating the same thing between the Habamim and the Maskana.
No, the Beira, the Price says that the Beira of the Melilas has to be done out of Yom Tov. One second. But on Yom Tov it could not be done.
What?
So the mother says, no, the Beira of the Melilas could be done on Yom Tov also. And what could not be done on Yom Tov, that the Tuach could not be done on Yom Tov.
So, in the Habamim, what do we
want to
say clearly?
In the Habamim, so the Habamim of the Gemara was that the bearer of the Melilas, even the Nipuach, the bearer of the Melilas, the initial stage, so has to be done on Yom Tov.
But something could be done on Yom Tov, right? What could be done on
the Nipuach?
You could do Nipuach.
Once it's crumbled.
Yeah, crumbling you cannot do.
Yes.
But blowing you could.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
In the Habamim.
Right.
And what's the Maskana? Same thing.
I mean, the Rambam says the Torah could be answered.
What?
The Rambam on this Gemara says, the Torah could be answered.
Not the Gemara's.
Alright.
So that means that the initial stage of there, whether in Melilas or in Kitnias, so can be done. Erev Yom Tov. Has to be done Erev Yom Tov. What?
Says Yom
Tov. No, the Nipuach. Yom Tov, Nateach al Yad b'chol keichi v'eichi. So that means that he can do the whole thing, the Peruach and the Beira of the Melilas on Yom Tov. But the Peruach itself has to be done out of Yom Tov. cannot be mufarich.
Isn't the piruach the last stage?
What is that?
Isn't the
piruach is the first stage.
Oh, the sun?
The mufarich is the last stage.
I'm sorry, but I don't understand what you're saying in the Gemara. There's no switch in the way you're explaining the Gemara. There's absolutely no difference in the change in the Havu Maskana. No change whatsoever. I don't see any difference.
The Gemara says, Me'erev Yom Tefein B'Yom Teflay.
And lo means you cannot do the softening, but you could do the blowing. Even in the low means you cannot do the first stage, but the second stage.
That's right.
You could,
yes, that's
even
right.
In the Havani.
Yeah,
right?
I don't disagree with you.
Okay, in the Maskana, you just
the
say Maskana the same thing. Is. Exactly the same, there's no difference.
The Maskana of the Gemara is that the softening has to take place out of Yom Tov. But the Nipuach.
That's the same thing.
Same
thing. You're not switching. One second. You're not switching at all.
I don't see it.
But Rabbi, look, if I would go to the board, I would write
okay,
down.
Never mind.
There would be no difference.
What?
I would write down what you're saying. If you would write down what you're saying in the Havamina, write down what you're saying in Maskana, you will see there's no difference.
No, it's not. It's not that I don't see it. If I don't see it now, I won't see it if you write it down on the board. That's not the reason. And what the Gemara is saying, that Me'erev Yom Tov Ein, he can do the initial stage of the Be'erah Me'erev Yom Tov. I mean, Me'erev Yom Tov Ein, so he can do everything Me'erev Yom Tov, but Yom Tov Loi, Yom Tov he cannot do.
Cannot do what? The initial stage. But blowing you could,
but
right?
The blowing you could, yes.
And the Maskana?
The Maskana is in a Chanami.
That
he could do the final stage of the Be'erah, the Nipuach, and Yom Tov.
Well, we already knew that. We already knew that you could do the final stage. We already knew that. So what is the Gemara adding by saying Yom Tov in, but also Yom Tov?
The Rambam says the Mepharshim in the answer, doesn't he?
Rishonim and Shabbos, what
have you seen? Yes, yes.
Doesn't the Rambam say Mepharshim in the answer?
Yes, yes, of course.
So then, why does Rambam say that the Pure had to be done in the Erev Yom Tov?
Erev Yom Tov, the Peruach has to be done Erev Yom
Tov.
The Nipuach can be done. The final stage can be done on Yom
Tov.
Yes, you want to say something.
Yeah. Rishonim on Shabbos emphasizes the question in terms of Shabbos itself. Is there a heter on the Yeshiva of Shabbos or Shabbos also even on the Yeshiva? But on Yom Tov, it seems that Mala Malugo and Darko on Yom Tov itself.
Okay, so I'll be Shino. But not the regular way.
No, that's for Shabbos. So my point is the Balabar Ramban, whether you can do any type of a process on Shabbos, either Shino, or you can't do it even either Shino. But on Yom Tov, everybody agrees that you do it Kedarta. The Ram here in the Ramban.
I know the Ram, I know. I look for the Ram and the Balabar. Yeah, I look for all the Rishon.
Doesn't the Ram seem a fact from the answer? If you want to test that?
Meilin lilin shem rifarchi v'yom tef unapich al yad al yad. So in other words, if everything is done erev yom tef except the neguach is done on yom tef, that's muta.
What has to be done from erev yom tef?
The initial stage.
Which is
the peruach.
But doesn't Rambam say mefarchin is not peruach?
So it means mifarchin fitni is beyond tef. If at the end, I mean, if on Yom Tov you do the nipuach, so he's allowed to prepare the peruach erev Yom Tov.
What is mifarchin beyond tef?
To crumble it, to soften it.
That can happen on Yom Tov.
No, that can be done in Arab Yom Tov. That has to be done in Arab Yom Tov.
From Mola Malilus, you can do it on Yom Tov or not?
The Nituach you can do on Yom Tov.
How Mola Malilus? In other words, the rocks has the Mola Malilus. You can't do it. You have to do it on Yom Tov. You can do it on Yom Tov.
Yeah, but the according to the according to what it the Gital is Mechiach from the Gemara. So the only the Nituach can be done on Yom Tov.